Double Stack. I'm the host, Joanne. Each episode, I'll talk with a guest about a topic that interests them, even though I may not know much about it. I encourage two rules: no punching or pushing. No punching means we're not here to attack the things we don't like, and no pushing means we won't be preaching agendas or trying to convert listeners. The goal is to introduce people to something new and learn what there is to love about it. We just want to focus on having an open mind and encouraging each other and the things we enjoy. Let's get into it.
So this week I am here with Christian Reeve from his website, christianreeve.com. What are we going to be talking about today, Christian?
We're going to be talking about the art of content creating.
So checking out your website, it seems like you do a lot of different things. Do you want to like just give kind of a quick rundown as far as like what all of your creative fields are?
Yeah, it's funny actually, a lot of people ask me like, oh, what do you do, like what's the main things you focus on? And I'm like, well, everything, I guess. But you know, it didn't like consciously happen that way, it just kind of happened that way. So what I'll explain real quick is that from a very young age, probably about 11 years old, something like that, I started, you know, playing music, and I've been a musician all my life, basically. And throughout the years, little things have kind of come my way. So, you know, through songwriting, I then discovered poetry because, you know, I'd write a song and it'd be like, huh, this doesn't really feel like a song. This feels more like a poem. And I was like, oh, I guess I write poetry now. And then, you know, fast forward to 10, 15 years later, and I find myself doing acting, you know, writing, and then, you know, about 2 years ago, so 2019, you know, I've always had a YouTube channel, but I only really started getting serious with it about 2 years ago because I started doing all this acting for the first time, and I put that stuff on my YouTube channel, and then I was like, huh, I wonder if I could just do this YouTube thing finally, because now I feel like I actually have some ideas and something I can run with. And then it's kind of just escalated from there, and you know, it ranges from vlogs to live streams to like, you know, music videos, covers, originals, reaction videos, gaming, comedy videos, skits, like just anything where the simplest way of putting it is, if I have an idea, I just put it out there, and you know, I don't pay much thought to like anything else other than like, do I like this idea, what's the kind of reaction people have to it, and is it getting better over time. And yeah, like everything I put on my website, and I'm trying to kind of draw everything towards that. Oh yeah, I also do podcasting, I forgot about that. Yeah, so that's a big thing that I do is podcasting. But yeah, I put everything on the website, and I kind of present this kind of brand, if you will. Yeah. And that all comes from like my marketing background, where I had this idea to sort of start structuring it in a way where people could be like, oh, okay, so this is a guy that does a lot of different things, and it all comes under this banner, and he's sort of the way I describe it is a multi-content creator.
So what kind of is that brand, would you
say? Ooh.
What's your general, you know, do you go for real family appropriate? Do you go for slightly comedic? Like, what's your tone, I guess?
Oh, that's a good question. Do you know, I mean, naturally, I think that I always tend to approach things from a quite professional standpoint. I've just, you know, I've always been studying business, studying marketing. So I naturally have this kind of approach of like, I want to put this across as very serious. But I try to set a good example, I guess, as much as I can. But I don't hide either. I don't kind of dress things up. Like, you know, if you've come across my content, it is adult content. So, you know, but it's not like mature either. It's just like discussion based predominantly, I would say. The thing about me, I think this is a really big thing to put over, is that I'm a very kind of, like, I'm intrigued about life. I love to learn about life. I'm just fascinated by learning from people and learning what they do, and that's a big reason why I do the podcast, because like every time I have a guest on, you know, they're from a completely different background from my own, and I just quiz them for an hour or two and learn about them as a person, and that to me is just fascinating. I just love learning about life, discovering all these different things, and trying to put that across in an entertaining way, I suppose.
Yeah, that's absolutely wonderful. That's actually pretty similar to what I'm trying to do with the Turtle Stack. you know, it's, everybody lives in like these different worlds, and you'll talk to somebody about a collection they have and it's like, I didn't know people could collect this, and just getting that insight as to like what other people are doing and their lives versus what you're used to hearing about. It's a really cool experience that podcasting can offer. So.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I mean, you meet people sometimes that, like, you know, they'll have like different opinions to yours. And if they say something that I don't agree with, I'll quiz them more on it. I'll try and learn more about their stance on something. I mean, I'll be honest, it hasn't happened many times because mostly what I'm doing is educating, really, and learning. It's not really about, you know, exposing anything or anything like that. But like, at the same time, I think it's important for people to kind of always keep an open mind and learn. You know, that's why, for instance, if you take politics as an example, I think the best thing to do if you're into that, or maybe anything in life, is always try to learn from both sides of an argument and try to kind of get a whole, I suppose, overview of a topic. And then you can really say like, okay, I know about this topic, you know, and like really, really do your research.
Yeah. And honestly, like, you don't have to agree with somebody to understand somebody. Like,
100%.
So when it comes to kind of what you are trying to do with putting out a bunch of different content, what would you say that kind of drew you to that more public, you know, not just creating, but creating and putting it out there for others to consume and see?
The interesting thing about that question is that, you know, when I was growing up, you know, I had like very low self-esteem issues. I was, you know, didn't fit into groups, you know, like, really worried. Like, I was like, I didn't want to be a loner. I didn't want to be the guy that was excluded, but I was always the guy that was excluded and I never fit in. And these days I see that as a strength, and it's, I mean, ironically, it's like anything else in life. It's reverse psychology. Like, if you embrace what you are, who you are, ironically, the things that you want will come to you. So what I mean by that is, like, now I find myself making genuinely meaningful friendships and meeting people online because I just don't care. Like, I'm myself, you know, I'm comfortable being alone. Like, it's fine. And as that pertains to content creating, well, I don't approach it anymore with like this idea of like, I want to make it big. I want to have loads of people watch what I do. Like, it's cool if something gets a lot of views, gets a lot of interactions, but like, my head is focused on this idea of building a community and looking ahead, looking long term, because I think that that's A, where the money is, B, where the most enjoyment is as well. Like, that's the thing. Like, so many of my online friends have told me over the years, like, you know, you can't focus on the numbers. It'll make you depressed. It'll, you know, it'll steer you down the wrong path. And it's true. Yeah. Like, if you're just in this for the money and the numbers, then you're quickly going to have a rude awakening. And so my approach is largely that. And also that I love to, as I said, like in the beginning, the preamble, it's the art of content creating. Like, I love to create any form of art. I've been fascinated by art since I was a kid. And my mum used to like drag me around art galleries, and I loved it. I was fascinated by it. And it's only really as an adult that I've kind of actualized that and put that into something. And now I kind of see creativity as like an art form. You know, it's like you're constantly trying to better yourself, you're constantly trying to do one better than what you did before. And you know, if it inspires people, if it relates to people, then that's really cool. And I've had some comments recently where people have said things like that to me, and that's nice. But I suppose my overall goal with all of this is to do this for a living. Like, I, you know, it's this constant kind of spiral of trying to get inspired and like testing oneself, like, how can I really better myself and create the best possible art that I'm capable of creating.
I get that entirely. I feel like kind of similarly with, again, you know, it's I only do the podcast. I don't have a YouTube channel. I don't put anything else out there, really. But like you were saying, it's about community. I created the Turtle Stack because I wanted a safe place where people can come, listen to something, learn something new. And also I wanted to try it. Like, I never did recording before. I never did editing before. You know, it's really interesting to try to grow yourself. And you can tell just by your intro, as far as like, well, I started with music, that led to poetry, that led to acting. You know, it's like everything you do can branch into new talents and new skill sets.
One thing that I missed as well, the reason that I brought up the whole self-esteem thing, is that like that was a big change and a reason why I decided to pursue this. Because when I first started my YouTube channel back in like, oh, what was it, like 2013, 2014, like I tried doing what everyone else was doing. I tried being inauthentic and putting on a character, and you know, it got some views and stuff, but it didn't feel right. And I felt like, oh, I just don't have the ideas. This is trash. This is rubbish. And the problem was that I had no confidence in myself. And no one can teach you how to be confident. That's something you have to just realize. And these days, I don't care what people think. You know, like I get loads of hate comments. I also get quite a lot of happy comments, nice comments as well. And that's all good. But what I focus on is like constructive stuff. What's going to help me learn? What's going to help me progress? And like I said, like this confidence thing, this not caring what people think, just going out there and doing your thing, you know, and like not being like, you can't let other people intimidate you. You can't let other people and their goals, like it doesn't matter what other people are doing, like focus on what you're doing. Do you know what I mean? I learned this from a very young age. Business class I was 14, and I had a friend that was a bit of a rival of mine in my business class. And one day he just turns to me and he goes, "Christian, it's not quantity, it's quality." And he was just being facetious and being annoying and stuff, right? But that stuck with me because he was right. That's what's most important. Doesn't matter how much you do in life, it's about doing stuff that's meaningful and hopefully touches people in some way, makes people happy, brings joy to their life, makes them think. Like that's one thing I really try to do with my podcast. And hopefully, I imagine that's what you're trying to do with this podcast as well. Like for 20 minutes, people can sit down and go, oh yeah, and get inspired by this. And maybe that'll inspire them to go do something great in their life as well, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got someone's attention. And that's a big thing in business. If you get people's attention, especially these days, think about how difficult it is to get people's attention. Like our attention spans are so short these days, you know. And like if you look at like the trends in society right now, everything is much shorter. Everything's in video form. I mean, look at all the popular platforms right now. You know, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels. It's all short content, quick. You know, no long-winded stuff. But sometimes people will stick around, you know, if they find something really inspiring. I mean, you know, if you look at like the Joe Rogan podcast, you know, he's got full episodes that are like sometimes like 2 or 3 hours and they get millions of views. So like there is a market for that, but it's difficult. I think you've really got to try hard to gain people's attention.
Yeah. Well, I think, and a lot of what that is literally the only thing a person has is time. Like you can say what you want about money, talent, resources, all of that. It still boils down to your time. So I think that that's why those short things appeal, is because you can try a bunch of different things. And then when you find a specific person that you're willing to give more of your time to, you know, if somebody becomes a fan of your YouTube shorts and they really like you, then maybe they'll go watch your longer format. They'll check out your music, they'll read your poetry. But you can't expect somebody to do all of that right off the bat, because there's a bunch of other people out there doing content too. And
exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's why I always push the whole, you know, trying to grow a brand, trying to grow a community. Because like you say, like, especially in the beginning, when you're starting out, no one cares about you. I mean, the amount of times I've spoken to someone and they'll be like, oh, you do YouTube? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, how many subscribers do you have? Oh, I don't know. I think it's like close to 600. Oh, okay. Like I got one the other day where it was quite funny, actually. I was playing basketball with a friend and he didn't know that I did YouTube. And the first question he asks me is, are you famous? And I was like, I just laughed. I was like, well, firstly, if I was, you'd have heard of me. That's number one.
Right.
And number two, I mean, that's what everyone's obsessed with, isn't it? How many numbers do you have? Like how many downloads? How many subscribers? It should be about, I believe in this, if you focus on actually creating good stuff. Yes, it's like that old film, was it Field of Dreams, where he's like says like, you know, if you build it, they will come or whatever. Like that's what I believe in. That's my ethos.
Yeah, I agree. And I think like you were saying at the beginning too, it's you got to build what you're proud of, and people will find like-minded people eventually, especially in today's world with technology. And you know, you and I met through Reddit. Where are you located? You're in England, right?
Yep. Currently living in Manchester right now.
Yeah, and I'm in Wisconsin.
Cool.
So, like, there's no way 10 years ago you and I would have ever found each other and been able to make this connection.
Maybe MySpace. Those are wild days, man. But yeah, I take your point. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. The point is, we're living in a world now that you can find your niche people and you can find people that will appreciate what you're putting out without having to appeal to the people that are next door to you in your community. There's a global community for people to reach out and find each other through, which is very cool.
You know what's interesting about that as well? It's like, I always look at my stats, and I kid you not, like on YouTube, on my podcast stats, I would say it's about 54%, something like that, is all US traffic. Like barely anyone from my country cares about me. It's probably like usually around 20%, and the rest is all European and stuff. And I just find that like so funny. It's like America loves me, but UK, nah. They're like, get out of the country. We don't like you.
It's like the old I'm big in Japan joke.
Yeah. Hey, embrace it. Yeah, take it. Why not? If you're big there, go for it.
That's awesome. Have you ever done any like public appearances? Like have you gone to any conventions? Do you do any?
Well, I mean, I'm a nobody, so no. But if I became a big deal, oh, for sure, you know, I'm gonna go. No, I mean, I've performed live, if that's what you mean. You know, I've been in several bands over the years. The thing about music is, I've been doing that for such a long time, and I only honestly consider myself like okay now, and like maybe the last couple of years. But it took a long time. I mean, I started when I was 11. I'm 27 now. And what's that, like 16 years or something? It takes a very long time. And it really comes down to that confidence factor. You know, I mean, I remember when I was in my first band, I was 17, 18. Like, not first band. It was like, I had bands before that, but this was like the first proper one where we were together, we made records, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And I remember in the very beginning, we were auditioning for like at least 6 to 8 months trying to find a singer. And at this point, we were a four-piece, right? And the bassist just came over to me and said, like, Christian, why don't you just sing? And I was like, dude, I can't sing. I'm terrible. You've heard me. I'm tone deaf. And he's like, well, I think you're okay and you could get better and stuff. And, you know, like, out of the four of us, you're the best at singing. Like, why don't you just do it and, like, let's just see what happens. And I was like, fine, like, if we're going to get the band moving, then I guess I got to do it. And then I became the lead singer. It just happened. And then after that, you know, I trialed doing my own stuff, solo stuff. You know, again, it started out pretty bad. It got better. And like I said, all these years later, now I actually feel confident as a songwriter and musician. But it's a never-ending process. I don't know. I think like just everything you do in life, even if, you know, maybe you feel that you're really good at it or people are telling you you're really good at it, I don't ever think that the journey ends as far as like bettering oneself. I think that's just a mindset you have in life. Like you gotta accept that the journey is never over when it comes to improving oneself.
Yes, absolutely agree. You're never done, right? Like, if I don't care how old you are, I don't care where you're at in your career or your hobbies, there's always something else you can learn and you can put an effort into. So I think we are going to start to wrap it up there. Is there anything else specific that you wanted to touch on when it comes to content creation or some of the things that you do?
Not really. I just want to say, like, if there's anyone who's thinking of getting into it and is worried about, you know, maybe equipment or just, you know, whether or not they're good enough or anything, like, just start doing it. Like, the earlier the better. And it will get better over time, but you've got to stick with it. Like, I think you've got to take baby steps and just kind of go, okay, I'm better than I was last month. I'm better than I was 3 months ago, and just kind of keep progressing, and eventually you'll get to where you want to be.
You're never going to get anywhere if you don't start. And yeah, you got to push through the hard times to get where you want to be eventually. All right. Well, if people are looking to find some of your content and look, check into some of the things that you do, where would you have them go to find more of you?
Quickest way would be to check me out on www.christianreeve.com. Alternatively, you can find me on Instagram at Christian_Reeve. Or TikTok, Christian_Reeve. Again, basically, if you search my name on Google, you'll find everything you want. And you can find literally me on any platform. I've got 3 YouTube channels. So it's Christian Reeve, Christian Reeve 2, and Christian Reeve Podcast Clips. If you want to listen to the Christian Reeve podcast, quickest way is to go on my website and just search the podcast tab. And you can literally find, I think there's like 12 different platforms, including YouTube, where you can listen to the podcast as well.
Thank you for being on the show. I've really enjoyed talking with you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed the episode, please consider subscribing. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, and Twitter as The Turtle Stack. If you have a topic that you're interested in, email theturtlestack@gmail.com or use my website, theturtlestack.wixsite.com/theturtlestack. You don't need to be an expert, just someone who enjoys something, no matter how simple or exotic. If you're excited to talk about it, I'm excited to listen. Just remember the rules. No punching or pushing. Thanks for listening.